Okay, today we continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Peah, and we are going to be doing Mishnayos Gimel and Dalit. So it says in the Mishnah, Rashi Shurus HaOmer Shekenegdo Mochiach, that if you have bundles of produce that are left at the ends of the rows of bundles, so the fact that there's a bundle next to the bundle that you left is an indication that it's not Shichcha. Is an indication that you didn't forget it, meaning if you're collecting rows of bundles and you didn't collect the last bundle in the row, so if there are other bundles that are right next to it going in the other direction, so that indicates that you're going to go back for it, and that it wasn't really shichcha. That's what the Bar Tanura points out. The Kamam B'Samach Mefarishla, that we're going to explain this case in detail in the next Mishnah, so we're not going into detail right now. It says the Mishnah, next case, Ha'omer Shehechzik Bo Lahalicho, Li'ir V'Shachcha Modim Sheinu Shichcha, that if you have an omer, you have a bundle that you picked up in order to bring it to the city, and then you forgot it after you've already picked it up and you were kona it, so then everyone is moda that that's not shechcha, because once you were kona it, you haven't really forgotten it, you've taken possession of it, and therefore it's not going to, the halach of shechcha is not going to apply to such a bundle. Mishnah Dalid ve'elu hein Rashi Shuros. The following is the case of Rashi Shuros that we spoke about in the previous Mishnah. Now interestingly, we're not going to go right into the case. We're going to first discuss a different case, and then we're going to get into the case that is actually the case of Rashi Shuros. Shnayim she'eschilu me'emtza ha'shuros. So first we're going to start with a different case. So the case is that you have two people that start to gather the bundles of grain. Meaning imagine you have, as the Bar Tanura and others point out, just make a simple case, that you have 10 rows of 10 bundles each spread out through the field. So you have like a grid of 100 bundles, and two people go collecting these bundles, and they both start from the middle of a row, zepan of l'tzafon v'zepan of l'darom. One of them is facing north, the other one's facing south, so one of them is collecting bundles as he walks northward, and the other one is collecting bundles as he walks southward. So they're walking in opposite directions. They start back to back to each other, and they walk in opposite directions of each other. So v'shachu, and then they forget some bundles. So l'fneim l'achreim, they forget bundles that are in front of them, and bundles that are behind them. So eshel lefneihem shichcha, the bundles that are in front of them that they've forgotten are in fact shichcha, because that they've walked right by and they left them there. So if they walk by a bundle as they're collecting bundles and they just leave it there, that is the definition of shichcha. But veshel achareihem eino shichcha, that which is left behind them is not going to be considered shichcha. So that's what the Bar Tanura points out, that what does it mean veshel achareihem Eino shicha, l'fisha shneihem, samchu zeh al zeh, mitoch kach nishkach. I mean, we're talking about where they start in the middle of the field, and they each start leaving a bundle behind them, assuming the other guy is going to be the one responsible for that bundle. So it was never really shicha, because each one was relying on the other fellow to pick it up. That's how the Bar Tanura explains. And the Tos Yom Tov elaborates on this Bar Tanura, upirish l'pirushim divishachachta mashma shelo al yedei achar she'imcha. V'shachachta implies that you simply forgot it, not on account of someone else that was with you. If it's on account of somebody else that was with you, then that's not really called shichcha. If you look in the Mishnah Rishona, he quotes this Bar Tanura. He says, "Pirush Rav v'shachnem samchu ze al ze," that the Bar Tanura explains that they're each relying on each other. V'lo nichle lefareish, you know, says the Mishnah Rishona, I would have explained differently, and we have to explain why the Bar Tanura doesn't say shedaitam lasos mashachreim shura mimizra. Why don't you just say that the bundle that they left behind themselves, meaning in between where each one started, is maybe because they wanted to have one row that they collect from east to west and not from north to south? Why didn't you just say that? So he says, no, because if that were the case, Dim Kain, if that's the reason why it's not Shecha, Dim Kain, Shalafneim Nami, Neima Shazehi Niach, Vedileg Lo Shashachu, Elarotzala Sosa Mizrachamarav. Because if that were the case, then even that which is Fnehem, that which they actually passed by and skipped, you could also argue would not be shechcha, because who knows, maybe they want to do a collection running east to west of one of the rows and not going north to south. Elavade, so that's why the Bar Tanura has to say that kasheholchen achshav b'kala shuros mitzafon l'darom, that if every other row is being collected north to south, lo talin and bachas obishayim shiasei l'mizrach amar shalok sidron shosin, we don't assume that just one row they're going to choose instead to do east to west instead instead of north to south. That would be highly, highly unusual. So we don't assume that that's what they're angling to do. Now the Mishnah says Yachid Sheischol Mirosh Hashura, and the Bartanur points out Hashta Mefarish Laditznan Lael. Now finally the Mishnah is going to go back to explain what we said in Mishnah Gimel when we said that Rosh Hashura Sa'omer Shekenegdo Mochiach, that at the tip of a row, that which is corresponding to it, or that which is next to it, is mochiach, that it's not shichcha. What is that case that Mishnah Gimel spoke about? So the case is, you have an individual that's going from one end of the row, v'shachach lefanav ula achrav, and he forgets bundles that are in front of him, and bundles that are behind him. Shalefanav eino shichcha, that which is in front of him, that he forgets, is not considered shichcha. Meaning over here, lefanav means that which is all the way at the end of the row. So if he starts traveling, let's say north to south, from row 1 to row 10, picking up bundle after bundle, and he picks up bundles 1 through 9, and he leaves number 10 there, and then he goes to row number 2 and starts going rows 1 through 9, bundle number 10 in row 1 is not shichcha, because bundle number 10 in row 2 is still there right next to it. So we assume that he's going to go and pick it up when he grabs the bundle number 10 in row 2. Vishala achrav shichcha. But if he leaves one of the bundles behind him, meaning let's say bundle number 5 in row 1 he leaves behind him, that is in fact going to be shichcha, because that would be a violation of not going back to get that which you have forgotten, and that would require backtracking and going to pick it up. Zaklal, and that's the basic rule. Kol shu bebaltashuv, anything that's going to require backtracking in order to pick it up, shichcha, that's going to be considered shichcha. V'she'enu bebaltashuv, but that which would not require backtracking in order to pick it up, eno shichcha, is not going to be a case of shichcha. So we learned two Mishnayos today that are very much connected to each other, because the second Mishnah explained the case of the first Mishnah. So in the first Mishnah we said, let's say it like this. In Mishnah Gimel, we said a halacha that once you pick something up, you pick up a bundle having intention to bring it to the city, it's no longer going to be subject to shichcha. We also said another case that's explained in Mishnah Dalet, and that is that if an individual is walking down his field row by row to pick up bundles, and he leaves the last bundle in the row not picked up, that is not going to be shichcha, because there are bundles right next to it in the next row that are not yet picked up, and therefore it's not going to be shichcha. But if you have two people, the Mishnah Dalet told us, if you have two people that are each collecting bundles starting from the middle of the row and walking in opposite directions from each other, only that which they actually pass over and do not pick up is going to be shichcha, but that which they never started with, because it was behind both of them, it was in between the two of them, with their backs facing that bundle, that is not going to be shichcha, because each one is going to be relying on the other. And the Mishnah gave us a klal that any time it would require backtracking, that is going to be a violation, that is going to be something that's considered shichcha, if it would require backtracking in order to pick it up. Anything that does not require backtracking in order to pick it up would not be considered shichcha. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey.